All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the frickin' Gilcast. I'm Davis Maddock. I'm joined by Nate Noling. I'm joined by Sammy Reed. This was the worst. Oh, this is the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast, or the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Podcast. This is the worst. I'm just sitting here, just 2 points out of making, you know, good, like, coming out of today with enough money to feed myself moving forward, and I just need 18 Travis Kelce yards, and he doesn't get it, Sammy. He doesn't get it.
I mean, he was just never gonna get it. It just wasn't gonna happen. Like the amount of monkey tilt on this slate is just like so severe. For him to get like the bonus twice on plays that like got called back withholding in the fourth quarter, I mean, that was just a perfect end to this.
That was poetry.
It wasn't Jacoby Brissett, you know, cucking Nyheim Hines twice at the goal line for touchdowns. You know, where it really was lost was there at the end of the Chiefs game. I mean, just so insane.
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked my day a little bit better, where I was toast from half after the first games. I mean, so
yeah.
When
did you realize that you were dead? Tell me at what point of the day you were.
Halftime of those first games, when I go, Derek Carr is just. I mean, he shouldn't come out for the second half. I mean, it was.
Was Derek Carr owned? Was Derek in any of your contests?
Yeah, like, he was owned.
He was. Was he really?
Falcons. No, by the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Yes. True.
No. He was 15% owning cash. So I mean, I actually did end up like in head to heads. Like, there were some people that played Carr, and I was okay. But in the 50-50s, it was just
That is interesting. You say that, Nate, because we're going to talk about how bad our lineups were. I only lost 50% in cash today with having what I consider to be a pretty bad team. Like, didn't cash a single double up, but. I mean, that is why I always play more in head-to-heads than cash games.
For that reason. You can pick up some people head-to-head who played Derek Carr, so.
Yeah, well, I lost my big games, though. Like my 50s and my 109s, I went over in them, though, which, you know, it's never great. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole deal of why – like, yes, you're probably – because even against someone who's bad in NFL, you're probably like 53-47, right? Like, against someone who just is making inexcusable plays, you're just never that big of a fave. So that's why you got to play like 300 head-to-heads a slate.
Can get against guys like me who decide to stack the Raiders.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it. Gilcast lineups. I scored 129.08. Sammy scored 125.98. Nate Noling, bring it up the rear, 104.5.
Triple digits, Nate. You made it.
Tough scene. So, I mean, we should all just start here. None of us played Patrick Mahomes.
Fire us. Like, Roto Grinders, Sports Grid, just throw us out of here. Like,
he was in my lineup. He was in my lineup all week. All week.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the things that we had in all week that we changed this morning, because there was a lot of them, and they all would have led to wins if we were not so stupid.
Anything we rolled other than what we rolled would have been better.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not 100% true.
That is true.
I feel like I made a couple very wise decisions and then a couple really bad ones. Like, I don't feel like it was like the like, this wasn't like when we faded Christian Kirk, I don't think.
I mean, when I got, so you threw out the Mahomes team earlier today, and I was like, no, I'm definitely going the Ridley Jefferson route.
Yeah.
I think from this morning, like the moment I woke up, there was no way I was going to land on the Mahomes team. Like, I don't know why. I love that. Like Ridley Jefferson build, and I wasn't going to get off of it. There was a bunch of 2v2s and 3v3s off of the Ridley Jefferson Cook thing, but once you have those three, then it's like there's a random 3K wide receiver that some of us were, you know, like swapping over, but it doesn't matter. I mean, that build was a bad build.
Like, I mean, well, no, I don't think that – well, the bad build part of it was – Well, okay, we'll talk about build stuff a little bit later. Let's talk specifically about quarterbacks, because we all decided not to play Patrick Mahomes, which meant that we needed to play a value quarterback. And apparently this ended up being a pretty popular thought process, because in the massive $25 double up, Patrick Mahomes or Ryan Fitzpatrick, 26.5% owned. That is more than Patrick Mahomes, who is 20.6% owned. So it's because, one, he wasn't mentioned in content, so you're always a little bit surprised by that, because we didn't know who was going to be starting for sure. But you know, pretty much everyone against the Jets has done well all year. Everyone loves to play Fitzpatrick, right? Like, that's just true. People love to play Ryan. I mean, I love to play Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick was my brand. I played Fitz before it was like the thing. Like, I used to love Fitz.
Yeah,
Nate,
I mean,
Nate was playing a lot of Fitz so he could jam in Michael Thomas before it was cool.
Yeah.
So I guess my reasoning on Fitzpatrick was, really what it comes down to is, I wanted to play Dalvin Cook, right? I wanted to play Dalvin Cook and I wanted to play Calvin Ridley. I feel like, Sammy, I know you're going to disagree with me on this, but you think that Dalvin was mentally weak. I don't think so. I actually think Ridley was the mentally weak play.
No. I mean, I'd love to hear your thought process from this, but like, Dalvin Cook was absolutely the mentally weak play. And I deserve to lose because I didn't stick to my guns with that. Like, that was the story of the day.
Sammy, I think your thought process on this is a little too, like, you think of salary in a very different way than I do. Like, you look at 9.5 and go, oh, we're paying 2019 CMC prices for him. But like, at the end of the day, 2019 prices don't matter. He doesn't need to compare to 2019 CMC. He just needs to be the best play of the slate and the guy that you need to have in your lineup in cash. And I like, at that point, his price tag doesn't matter. Like, the running back position was so jumbled this week.
That's what I thought the argument was for, but there were an infinite number of good wide receiver plays, I thought.
Yeah, he could have been 9.8. He could have been 9.9. He could have been 10K. I still would have ended up with Cook because the way that my construction would have gone, like, I get the Robinson thing. I love Robinson. I always have Robinson highly projected because of his volume, but like, the drop off from Cook to Robinson from like a floor perspective.
No, this is mentally weak of us, because last Sunday we recorded late and salaries were out and we were like, oh yeah, dude, J-Rob, he's a lock, bro.
He's a lock. And he's all a lock. Week, he was a lock. And all week I had him in instead of Dalvin Cook because, dude, he's getting like just about
it
the same
been
workload.
It would have been with Cook though last week, Davis. We would never have talked about fading Cook.
We
I
didn't,
talked about,
but
I talked about fading Cook, bro, all week.
Well, here's the thing. We play Robinson if Todd Gurley plays. We don't, like, you know.
Yeah, that's the mentally weak part that we got then, off of Robinson.
Right, that's the thing. It's not just that, like, oh, yeah, I'd rather have Dalvin Cook than James Robinson. Of course you would in a vacuum. But it made us all play Brian Hill. At what point was this ever a good idea? Like, it was such a terrible idea, and yet we were just like, yeah, let's do that. Like, we didn't even think twice about it. It's so, so bad. Such fish. I mean, your brain has to be so small, like the size of a fish's brain, to like think, oh yeah, I'm gonna play Brian Hill and gas paint. And guess what? That's what we all did. And now we're poor. And now we're hoping.
Well, no, I don't agree with this at all. It's just that sequence of events led to us losing. I actually don't think playing Brian Hill and cash was bad. Now going really hard on him in tournaments was probably bad, which I did. Obviously. But back to we really need to further reiterate to the people that Nate played Derek Carr over Ryan Fitzpatrick for more money.
That's insane. Yeah. You know, I feel like Nate, you and Cardi are really kindred spirits, and you just like get the dome boner. And anytime somebody's in a dome, it's and I'm not even saying it's wrong because there's obviously something to it, but
I mean yeah, I'll explain my reasoning on it, and then I'll just take the L. The reality was, I love Derek Carr. I think he's, like, this year, his efficiency numbers are off the charts. I think he's number four in most advanced metrics that you have, like, from a per-play standpoint. His efficiency stuff is nuts. I mean, it's very clearly Mahomes, Rodgers, you know, but he's right up there in the top five in most efficiency metrics, whether you're looking at CPOE or EPA per play or a combination of the two, which is the most predictive stat we have from like a real football standpoint. Now that doesn't
he's throwing deeper this year as opposed to like being check down Charlie like he was for a couple
seasons. So from a real football standpoint, he has been an extremely valuable quarterback. That doesn't always translate to fantasy value, and that's why I love guys like Fitz who just chuck and chuck and chuck. But in this game, he was the second highest team total on the slate. I mean, they were in a smash spot, and he was the value quarterback for me.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to Nate, we did just watch Taysom Hill absolutely get there against this same team.
Like, they were literally at the same team total, not implied team total, but if you wanted to actually bet their team total on Penny, that's the exact same team total that the Chiefs had. And you look at that in a dome, 5 point, like, so, like, I originally had Fitz in my build, but I was like, wait a second, I already have Waller. They're going to smash. Why would I not go with this, with the correlation here, and just stack the team that is like, should just rake? I mean, this should be an easy 300 with three TD game here, where with Fitz always ends up getting there, but it's never through efficiency and like in a cash game quarterback. I just, it was stupid. It was like Derek Carr is Derek Carr. Why did I play him? Like It was dumb.
Yeah, I mean, that's – so, like, I get the logic with Waller, but, I mean, I think playing Waller was terrible, like, straight up.
Like, right, that's the only problem is Waller was bad.
Playing Waller was bad, but, like, I am not going into this slate not playing Waller. Like, I would have to get my DK account, like, restricted to have that happen. Like, Waller in a dome with the highest team total on the slate, like, of course I'm playing Waller here. Like, there's a 0% chance I don't play Waller here. So, like, sure, my problem wasn't Carr. My problem was I played Waller. I looked at the, like,
but if I play Waller. Your problem was you stacked Raiders and the Raiders scored 3 points.
If you play Waller in cash, I do think it was the right move to play Carr over Fitz. When you have two guys at 5 point whatever, getting the correlation with other guys that are in your lineup make sense in the way that cash games currently work. Like, the correlation works. I think it's like a fish move to spread your correlation or to go negative correlation with your quarterback and wide receiver tight end just to spread it around. Like, you're just gonna break even or lose in cash in the way that DFS is played in 2020. So I wanted the correlation. It obviously didn't work. Yeah, it was, I mean, he had what, 5 turnovers himself, and then Jacobs had a egregious fumble. It was,
yeah. Nate, if it makes you feel any better, I had like a must-win fantasy matchup in one of my leagues, and I bench Roethlisberger because I'm scared of the COVID deal on Thursday.
So they're not playing.
They're not playing. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got the 0.6 points from Carr instead of the 0 from Roethlisberger. So solid W for me.
Yeah. I mean, my day was toast. But yeah, I wasn't going to win today. Like, even if I didn't play Carr, I would have just played Fitz. I'm not getting off Waller. I'm not getting off Cook or I should have gotten off Hill. Hill was a bad play. Hill was the bad play, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me why Hill was.
This is so much like I'm mad from watching the game stuff. Like, come on. Like, let's not.
I hate this Davis, like, oh, let's have a measured response, bro. Like,
well, it's like,
suck a nut, Davis.
If you want me to tilt, I can tilt about Keelan Cole, like, having, like, an infinite number of air yards and not getting there, right? And Colin Johnson having 4 for 96 and a touchdown. Like, that's really tilting. And also feels like maybe we should have just played Gabriel Davis, because he was the one who smashed. Like, I don't have any logic behind that other than he was the one who smashed.
That's a freaking play. Sammy, you fished it out with Andy Isabella. Like, Keelan Cole should have had...
Well, dude, Andy Isabella was only, like, the third or fourth stupidest thing I did today.
Keelan Cole legit, I think, had, like, 3 end zone targets today that just, like, either pass interference...
I mean, he legitimately is going to have, like... 100 and 46 air yards or something when the stuff comes out
Sammy
on Wednesday.
Decided to fade him at 3.5 for some.
Look, bro. I don't give two squirts about that. I ain't taking no Mike Glennon receivers in cash. you reap what you sow, bro. Of course he didn't score any points.
Yeah. So, anyways, on the Brian Hill thing, Ito did score at the end, but Brian Hill was the main running back for the first. He didn't play at the end of the second or the end of the first half when they had like a minute and 10 seconds left on the clock or whatever. And Ito had two targets on that drive. But
he was not the main running back. Literally, Brian, Ito Hill had 12 rushing attempts to Brian Hill's 13.
Yeah, Ito had five of those on the last drive.
But Ito out-targeted him 5-1. This was not a Brian Hill is our main running back and then Ito's coming in. It was a very clear, like, I don't know who my running back's going to be. Whoever's hot, I'm going with it. And we play the guy in cash. Like, you shouldn't play a guy in cash who only –
But they were before this, they were making Ito a healthy scratch for Quadre Olsen. Like, this is totally – I ran bad, and I'm mad about it.
Dude, whatever. It's like, look, I mean, Todd Gurley is what? Like, he's normally, like, what price? Like,
6.5?
I mean, yeah, we never even consider him.
I would play Todd Gurley in cash at 4K, 100%.
Yeah, I would, too, but because they, like, give Todd Gurley the ball at the goal line. You know what I mean? Whereas Brian Hill... Dude, they don't throw the ball to him. They didn't give him no goal line touches, and then they just took him out when the game was somewhat out of hand. It was just like, at some point, like, yeah, he's 4K, but at some point, you need to get points out of the roster spot.
And the range of outcomes.
And we were just like, no, you know, instead of playing like two good 6K running backs like Austin Eckler and
you could have never have played. You could have never played Eckler in cash.
I legit had Eckler in my cash lineup at one point.
Sammy, if you're going to make the range of outcomes discussion, like because Brian Hill, we don't know his workload, then you play James Robinson and Cook. You don't play Eckler, who's coming back with a who knows workload. Like you go Robinson and Cook, and then you just dunk on everybody because you get the volume that you know you're going to get. And instead, we played a 4K running back who literally, if he fumbled the ball on the first drive, could have not seen the field the rest of the game, and we would have looked like idiots. Yeah. Like,
I mean, here's the question. Has Brian Hill ever gotten there, ever?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, didn't we do this a couple years ago? Didn't we, like, have a Brian Hill run?
Yeah, he had a game against the Panthers where Olsen came in. He had like, 18 touches, but Olsen scored a one-yard touchdown.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
Like, he came on my podcast, bro.
Like the Hines thing.
This is why you're defending him, because he came on your podcast.
The Hines thing was very clear. Like, we knew that workload was going to be there at that price tag. The Hines thing, like, Nyheim Hines was the lock. We should have gone Robinson and Cook. We just showed.
Yeah, Robinson was such a good play. We all knew he was a good play. We talked about it on the podcast last week, and then I literally like changed my lineup this morning because I was so mentally weak and I was like, oh, Dalvin Cook's going to be like 70% owned. If he smashes, my day's over. I just got to get to him instead of just playing the lineup that I thought was best. And that's why I'm mentally weak.
Yeah. I mean, the Dalvin Cook stuff, again, like he just had the worst run out ever. I don't know. They get behind the Panthers have two punt return touch or two fumble return touchdowns, like on back to back plays.
By Jeremy Chin.
Yeah, crazy.
In my IDP league, and somebody's really happy.
Yeah, wow. IDP takes. That's why they pay you the big bucks, Sammy.
I mean, dude, he was a great pickup in week three because they're basically using him as a linebacker. He qualifies as safety, and yeah, he's been awesome. That's my
big
IDP
stuff.
Hashtag IDP takes.
There was also a team that you could have gotten to with Gallman as the third running back instead of
Gallman was our highest projected value running back until this morning when Drew B was like, nah, dude, we shouldn't project him this hard. And he got an insane, what he got, 29 touches. He got the same amount of touches as James Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gallman has basically,
he's Saquon,
like 5 or 6 weeks in a row.
He has a touchdown and he has six touchdowns in the last five weeks.
Yeah, and he was playing Cincinnati. Like, why didn't we play Wayne Gallman?
And Davis, we could have gotten there with the Ridley Jefferson build. Like, you could have gotten there with the Ridley Jefferson build, gotten Cook. Like, that was the team, and or going up to Robinson. The fact that we got on Hill and just didn't think twice.
It's not, you guys are
11:30 a.m. I'm not.
This has to be so tilting when I do this to other people when I'm so results based, but like, you guys are just being results based fish right now. Like,
Davis,
he was
not a good look for you.
Davis, you're a fish. You played Brian Hill in cash and you won't even take the L over it. You're like, nah, you guys are results based.
Davis, trying to be this all like very level headed, like, Brian Hill is a good play. No, Brian Hill was a bad play and we fished it. Take the L and stop this. Like,
no, because we're only reacting. We are only reacting to the result. None of us had any qualms about Brian Hill's performance 8 hours ago.
And I'm saying I should have. Looking at the range of outcomes, you should have. Like, his opportunity floor was not what we assumed that it was. We just assumed he was going to get the Todd Gurley thing. We were wrong. Like, that is not – the floor was not taking into account that.
Well, everyone who's good at DFS played Brian Hill in cash.
Okay. Well, groupthink is very strong, and I'm just saying we didn't consider the floor the way we should have.
Well, whatever.
I'm with you guys.
The Wayne Gallman floor versus the Brian Hill floor, we should have all been thinking about things like that. The James Robinson floor. Like, we didn't think of the range of outcomes, Davis.
Davis is legit just hedging in case Brian Hill listens to this podcast and he's like, oh, this guy, you know, you gotta
be Brian Hill, I guarantee you he's Twitter searching his name after the game today, 100%.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
try to beat out Ito Smith and then you can.
All right. Wide receivers.
You should have the Falcons' real number one replacement running back, Ito Smith, on your podcast, Davis. Send out DMs.
Yeah, I'll see if he's busy. All right, so wide receivers, we all played Justin Jefferson. We all played Calvin Ridley. And then Nate and I played Keelan Cole. Sandy, you played Andy Isabella. I mean, honestly, I wanted to play Isabella so bad, but like the 2v2 for my lineup was Keelan Cole and the Chargers defense versus Andy Isabella and 3K at defense. And the 3K was $100 short of the Giants, or maybe 200, and then 100 short of the Browns defense. So it was like, I'm not even using that salary anyways.
Bro,
so
I wanted Isabella to smash so hard. This is the worst thing about today. I wanted Isabella to smash and you to not play him and me to just own your soul.
Isabella and Kirk literally got the same amount of points. They both got Isabella had 7.3, Keelan Cole had 7.4.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. When you're punting with wide receivers, like, how hard did you guys consider Gabriel Davis?
I consider
I know that he was projected pretty well everywhere, but to me, he was the lowest of the group because his targets per route run numbers are horrible. When he's out there, even with Beasley and Diggs, they don't throw to him all that often.
Yeah, I'm Davis. When me and Davis are on the same page, it's scary. But yeah, I actually, him and Jalen Guyton project like very highly for me every week because their air yards per
yards per dollar because that's fucking stupid.
Because my family can't eat on air yards. Well,
when you're taking a flyer at a 3K wide receiver, that stuff matters. But Guyton and him projected like from an actual target per route run, I was scared for both of them. So I'm not going to play either one of them where I just know that Cole's going to get targeted. So like, air yards do matter when you're taking flyers on guys this low because one play can change it.
Yeah, what did Mims end? Mims ended up 4 for 67. I mean, he honestly, like, Mims was the best one. And I feel mentally weak about is playing Cole over Mims when I thought Mims was the best play all week.
Yeah, we got – I think – I don't know if you guys did, but I think we all got a little scared because of Sam Darnold. Like, we felt better.
I mean, he's terrible.
Yeah, we felt better about Flacco being in there, honestly. Like, I probably would have played Mims if Flacco was playing.
I mean, they went from
Sam Darnold, so we played a Mike Glennon wide receiver.
Right.
Well, Sammy. Dude, you'd snap take Mike Glennon to win a game over Sam Darnold right now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for sure. But still, Mims probably, he was a better value from, like, a opportunity standpoint, probably. The Jets. I've gotten burned by them so much.
I do. I just, like, I'm sitting here looking at this, and I know Ridley was fine, 6 for 50 and a touchdown, but, like, I just feel like – so mad that I played him.
Jameis, this is a bad take. Ridley was a sharp
– no, I know. This is me being a results-based fish of not playing Mahomes to get Ridley in.
Yeah, I mean, Ridley even scored a touchdown. Like, what more do you want?
I wanted to play frickin' Mahomes and Mims over Ridley and Fitzpatrick.
Right. I mean, the only reason why Ridley didn't just have a complete smash show is because Atlanta's
– Yeah, Derek Carr couldn't keep his shit together.
Right, that's exactly it. Like, this could have been a good game if the Raiders showed up at all. The Raiders beat the Chiefs, bro. And they just lost by 37 to the Falcons. Like, it's just so wonky.
You have Calvin Ridley in a game that he should be behind – in a favorable, like, versus a favorable defense, in a, like, the second highest game total on the slate with no Julio, this should have been a, like, epic smash spot for Ridley. It just wasn't because Oakland failed. So it was one of those things of, like, if this game goes any way close to where Vegas projected it, Ridley is the best play on the slate. Like, I really believe that. I think if you faded Ridley, I think it was a bad play.
Well, unless you faded him for, like, Tyreek Hill. Unless you were just sharp and was like, look.
By the way, Levitan. Levitan played Tyreek in cash?
Yeah, because Levitan's sharp. I mean, because think of it just holistically, right? This slate was so ugly. There was so much nasty stuff going on. There was so much, like, weirdness and new news. It's like, what do I feel good about? Then I feel good about the Chiefs. Like, just play the Chiefs. Like, it was just so obvious. And instead, I mean, we played Travis Kelce, but, like, dude, you just play Mahomes, play Tyreek Hill, you just print. Like, why didn't we just do that?
We probably should have just played Mahomes. I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at this, and I'm just like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, this is just this Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, just, like, dude, just come on. Just play Patrick Mahomes, dude. Like.
Yeah, dude.
I'm upset. This was a really frustrating slate, dude. Like, Mahomes, just get the 100-yard bonus, Kelce. I mean. Tyreek had 60. That's the highest DK score I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In football.
And he was 32% owned in the big spot. Like, people were, I had him in the big spot.
Oh, yeah. DFS is solved, dude. DFS is solved.
Bro, I didn't even catch in the big spot, and I had Tyreek Hill. Like, just so wild, right? At the end of the day, if he's such a good tournament play, why wasn't he, like, a really good cash play? You know,
his target share each of the last 3 weeks has been over 30% too.
Yeah, they're just like, they remember the beginning of the year when the Chiefs were, like, kind of boring and just running and stuff. They're not doing that anymore.
Well, they're not running, but they are passing it shorter than, I mean, dude, how tilted are people who, like, really love Le'Veon Bell and Leonard Fournette today? Like, how are their days going?
Hey, look, if you can't see the dust for the trees, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, dude, so in one of my high-stakes fantasy football playoff leagues, we played against Tyreek and Derrick Henry.
R.I.P.
I mean, they got 100 combined, dude.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right, let's roast Nate for playing Darren Waller for $1,000 less than Travis Kelce. Like, just come on, dude.
Have you seen what Travis Kelce is doing this year? This is the worst he could possibly.
I mean, the two times I've played Kelce this year, he's gotten 8 points and 14 points, but he's averaging 20 DraftKings points. So that must mean I'm missing out on some really good games from him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Nate, was this, like, surely for the brand, or what was the story?
They did – I mean, Waller did project super well. Like, I know where Nate's coming from. I was actually, all of the top DR optimals were not all of them, but, like, 25 of the top 100 were double tight end, were Waller. They were, like, the two of the best points per dollar plays on the slate.
Oh, that's why you're texting us this morning. Nate, it's your chance. Two tight ends.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, dude, you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean – you guys know I love Waller. Waller is, like, from an offensive opportunity standpoint, he breaks any metric you look at. I mean, literally, his opportunity is the exact same as Kelce, except his efficiency is never there because he's on the Raiders versus the Chiefs. Waller, in a game with this high of a team total at $1,000 less than Kelce, like, for me, this was a – no-brainer. Like, his all of his air yards, all of his target share, all of the data that shows where Derek Carr is looking compared to where Kelsey, where Mahomes looks to Kelsey. The reason that Kelsey is so much better of a play than Waller is because of efficiency. And when you look at the efficiency of
Waller, here's the thing. If you're going to make this argument about efficiency, like, I'm just going to tell you Patrick Mahomes is his quarterback. So, like, you lose the argument because math can't even account for him.
Okay, but, like, when you look at the Vegas team totals and you look at, okay, wait, like, this is how many points are projected to be scored by this team. That, like, you cannot tell me that for $1,000 less, the guy who's getting significantly more of a share of one team's offense is a significantly worse play. Like, at $1,000 less, it just was like, yes, I will take that guy. Like, I love Waller, and this was a no-brainer spot for me. I get Kelsey was a great play. It was $1,000 more. There's a reason for that. Like, but yeah, I'm gonna lose with Waller here. Like, yeah,
I just can't imagine paying up for tight end and like just not getting to Kelsey.
You understand crazy. Waller's metrics this year, Sammy.
I'm gonna mute Nate while Sammy and I talk about this. Sammy, did you at any point think about rostering Kyle Rudolph? Because I saw a couple of Rudolph teams and they were all to get Mahomes in. And I think it probably would have been bad and he only got there at the very end. But I did sort of think about Kyle Rudolph because he was, what, 2,900? No Thielen, no Irv Smith Jr., good play, I think he would have been.
No, he was, and he was one of my higher owned GPP tight ends for those reasons, and also because of the natural leverage he created off Cook and Jefferson. But I just didn't see it in cash, just in the sense that, like, I just thought you needed to get some sort of exposure to Kansas City. Obviously, you could have done that through Mahomes, but then it's like, okay, how are you building? Are you playing Jefferson and Cook and Rudolph? Is that your plan?
It's just one of those things where you look at it and you're like, this just feels terrible to do without Kirk Cousins.
Minnesota sucks, bro. Like, they almost lost that game. Like, this is a straight miracle.
I just count that as a loss. Like, literally, it was just an accident that they won. Like,
yeah. So I just don't think you can stack three guys from the same team in cash, not using the quarterback, and it's not like an elite team. So no, I thought he was a really good game theory play for tournaments. Like I said, I played a decent amount, but in terms of cash, I did not consider. It was just like it felt like Kelsey week, man.
It did feel like Kelsey week. He was in all of the optimals. He had 8 receptions for 82 yards. Like he had
10 for like 110, just they kept bringing him back. Is this, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, like, what are you going to do? Tyreek Hill had freaking 269 receiving yards. Like, if he just doesn't score one of the long ones, I think Kelsey gets there almost for sure. But
yeah,
you know, maybe if the Buccaneers were any good, and I know that they got close in this game, but like, it's so fake close, right? Like,
you're never concerned that they were actually going to do it.
Yeah, like the Chiefs get the ball back with what was it, 2 minutes and 45 seconds left, and you're like, yeah, they're just going to go get a first down, and it's just over.
Right. You guys remember Andy Isabella like almost got there on the very first play of the game.
Very first play.
Yeah, they did one of the touch passes to him, and he got inside the 5, and he like, you know, one broken tackle away, and then it just never happened. You know, and just the Nyheim Hines stuff, you know, getting cucked a bunch at the goal line, all the Brian Hill stuff getting taken out for Ito and Ito getting passes and scoring, the Travis Kelce stuff. This slate was so freaking awful. Like, I'm just like tilting my face off right now. This is so awful. Like, why did we do this to ourselves?
I'm so glad I lost so early. Like, I'm so glad.
Did you have a productive afternoon? What'd you do? Did you go on a walk?
Drank some Red Bulls and like went and took the dog for like a 5-mile walk.
Yeah, I was doing some laundry, cleaned up a little bit. It was like, man, great afternoon. Like, where you guys are tilting your face off, just hoping Kelsey gets one more target up until the very end.
True, literally. I have this bet going with Overzet right now where we have to, for 5 months, we have to meditate for 10 minutes and read for 30 minutes every single day. And I'm like, on Sundays, it's just going to be so brutal. I did my meditation right before we did this show, which maybe is why I'm not as full on, like, at the end of the Chiefs game.
Davis is all centered. He's like, you guys need to stop being so results oriented and just understand. Davis, by the way, you probably don't remember, but I owe you some money because I
bet. No, I do remember. I meant to roast you on this because as we're talking about wide receivers here, you wanted to play frickin' Antonio Brown.
Who was like, so sold on Antonio Brown, yeah.
This guy, Antonio Brown, he is dustier than dust. He looks like Jaden Mickens running routes out there, man. It is ugly, dude. Ugly.
Bro, he destroyed every one of my Mahomes to Tyreek stats.
I told you to play Godwin. I literally told you. I was like, play Godwin, dude. Not that it mattered anyways, because Godwin didn't score and Gronk got the 100-yard bonus. Like, I mean, Gronk looking spry.
Godwin had a huge game. I mean, he was just like a yard away from the bonus, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that, I mean, we weren't making any money anyways.
Yeah, but. No, dude, AB is – I can't believe you would consider playing AB.
He's getting, like, 5 yards a target or something.
Dude, the Buccaneers play at home to the Vikings next week, and AB is going to be, like, 5,200.
I'll play him to hell with it. I need Bitcoin to go back up, you guys.
Sammy's going to roll out a cash team with Antonio Brown, Andy Isabella, and James Robinson fading all the other players.
Okay, actually, I do real quick want to talk about defense because none of us played the Saints, who were the highest owned defense. They were 27% owned. They got 14, one sack, two interception, one fumble recovery. They only allowed 3 points. I don't want to say this was a leak, but – I mean, there were some pretty obvious ways for us to get the Saints in our lineup.
Yeah, and we would have had to drop down a Darren Waller.
I mean, literally, yeah. Like it was Waller, 3K wide receiver, whether that be Isabella, whether that be Gabriel Davis, whether that be there was one other guy I can't remember who was popping, and then you got up to the Saints defense, and that was a pretty popular roster combination.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this. So when you guys – when we all understood that it was going to be Kendall Hinton playing quarterback, how many completions did you think he would have?
We projected the Broncos as a team for like 113 passing yards on Daily Roto.
Yeah, so they had 13.
So that was high.
Yeah, so that was about 9 times too high.
I mean, here's the thing. This dude was a college quarterback. Like he – like. I thought he was going to be bad, but also, isn't it surprising that they did not run him more? I guess the thing is they just didn't have time to practice. Like, they had no time to install this stuff. So it was right. Just like, good luck, like backyard football. Yeah, I don't know.
Their like receiving box score is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
No offense, 1 for 13.
That's it. I mean, this is just like, this is depressing. Yeah.
I literally just had no idea what to expect in this game, and I thought there was going to be so many rushing attempts that I would, like, paying up for a defense that's just going to face, like, 100 rushing attempts didn't feel like an optimal spot to pay up.
That's kind of how I felt too, Nate. I'd much rather have
the guy who's going against Brandon Allen who's going to chuck 4 interceptions with a chance of a pick 6 or 2. Like, for $600 less. I understand why everybody paid up for the Saints. And yeah, it worked. But like, I totally could have seen the Saints getting like 5 points here, giving up a bunch of field goals, 30. Like, I don't know. Like,
they got 2 picks and a sack facing 9 pass attempts.
Yeah, you don't get points for being dominant on defense. You get points for like.
But you do get points for like not allowing your opponent to score points, and
right, they did have like something like a four point floor for the points against, kind of.
Yeah.
So there, that does need to be taken into account.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually think that we probably should have played them. Like, you guys remember? I don't remember who it was against. the Seattle Seahawks, I want to say, like, we were doing the show then, but this is like 4 or 5 years ago. And the Seattle Seahawks were like $3,800 at home against some, you know, Glennon-esque type quarterback. And this was back during like the Legion of Boom era. And they were like 46% owned in cash. They scored a defensive touchdown. They got like 6 sacks. They had like 25 points or something. And like, this kind of felt like one of those things where it was just like, everyone's just going to do it. And none of us did it. None of us did it.
No. So who did you guys end up playing?
I got to say, this is one of the sharp, my lineup was not very sharp, but I do feel like my decision to roster the Chargers defense was pretty good. Cause I was like, they're going to literally face 45 pass attempts. Like no, other than the Seahawks, no team passes more above expectation than the Chargers. And that's what happened. They got 3 sacks. They got an interception. They recovered 2 fumbles. The fumbles, one of them was very fluid. I think Singletary fumbled. But when you just are facing quarterbacks, they're going to drop back that many times. And the Chargers defense is like fine. Like, I wouldn't say good, but I would say fine. Yeah. That felt like a good spot to me, which was why I was comfortable playing Kelsey, by the way.
I just didn't like it. They were like, the reason I went the other side of that game, I played the Bills for 2.7.
Which I thought was fine too, by the way.
Yeah, I just, you know, what was the spread on that game? Like 5 or 6 points? For the Bills, like 5 or 6 point favorites, I think.
Five and a half, yeah, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you never love taking underdogs on defense just because it can go wonky for you, but I think all your reasoning in terms of, like, why it was still a good play, I think hold pretty well.
I was pretty high on the Giants tonight.
No, I was too, Nate. I thought the Giants were a great defensive play. That was the team I was actually trying to get to.
Yeah, I wanted to play the Giants.
So the only other team I was, yeah, I don't know if I was going to play another team. They were pretty much it for me.
Yeah, you guys were both pretty clear that you would have played the Giants over Cleveland. They were just about the same.
100%. Yeah, I mean, Glennon sucks, but Brandon Allen behind the worst offensive line in the NFL is like a jam.
And they just chuck. They throw so much.
Yeah.
So it was like, it wasn't going to be like – Glennon, I mean, they'll just hand it off to James Robinson 30 times.
Yeah. So that's where we're at with that. I don't know. This was a terrible day. Show. I really didn't enjoy myself.
Hey, how'd you guys do on Thanksgiving?
I had to swap, dude. I had to swap, and I made the wrong one.
Well,
because I played Jordan Akins, so I needed to swap, and I swapped off of Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
For Cooper.
Yeah, that's not gonna make money on things.
Turned out the right move was to swap off of Zeke for Cooper.
Zeke,
man,
how
bad? Okay, what would Zeke have to be in a main slate for you to play him in like a neutral matchup? Is he Brian Hill territory where like 4K? We're just like, I don't know.
I think like 5.3 is right where I legit start thinking about him.
All right, let's see the Cowboys. Okay. The next time we're going to get the Cowboys on a main slate, though, it's not next week. They play against the Ravens on Monday night next week. But two weeks from now, they play on the road at the Cincinnati Bengals, who just gave up a career performance to Wayne Gallman.
Holy shit. What's he going to do?
And Well, if he has a bad game against the Ravens, well, it'll be on Monday night. So the salaries will be out anyway, so it doesn't matter. My guess is he will be $6,400.
I think he's – yeah, because the matchup's good. I think 6K. I think 6K. But, no, I don't think you can play him.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you can play him. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I mean,
you can't play him. It's over.
All right, let's look at the Week 13 schedule here real quick before we.
I don't even want to look at it, bro. I'm so depressed. Like, today was just so.
Well, no,
so
we gotta look forward. We gotta look forward to getting there. Your Pittsburgh Steelers get to play against the Washington football team.
Ooh, how much is Deontay?
Salaries are not out yet. I'm just looking at the games. Deontay will be
63.
No, he just had another good game. He'll be 6,900?
No.
What's Claypool going to be?
$200 less. Nate, your Las Vegas Raiders play at the Jets.
Nate, by the way, Darren Waller game? I need a hot take.
I think Frank Gore had 24 touches today.
We should have played. Why didn't we play Frank Gore instead of Brian Hill?
Frank Gore had 18 carries for 74 yards and 3 targets, 3 receptions, 12 yards. I mean, he outscored Brian Hill by 10.
How does Adam Gase still have a job? I just don't understand.
Because they want to lose. They want Trevor Lawrence, and they don't care.
Yeah. And he's like their clear path. He's their cash cow.
Yeah. Do we play Dalvin next week at home, Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yes.
At the same price? I think it's really, you know, it's slate dependent, man. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, it is kind of about the overall value. Like, I thought every running back play was bad today other than James Robinson. Like, I only played, like, 5 running backs in GPP, and I was using wide receivers at the flexes. Like, running back is a terrible position in fantasy right now. Like, this is the worst. Like, Ronald Jones is running back 8 in PPR. Like, it's a bad year for running backs.
God, that's so insane.
Yeah.
So, I don't really see a game that's like a smash here.
Colts Texans is going to have a very high total. In the dome. Saints Falcons will suck because of Taysom now.
Dude, he has just killed Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara is dead, bro. I mean,
Rams Cardinals will be like a 53.5 total.
Yeah, but should it be?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Eagles Packers will be a high-ish total, probably.
Yeah, Packers might be.
Packers might be the play.
Yeah, they might be popular, but I mean, look, like I don't know about the points in that Rams. Just my initial impression in that Rams Cardinals game, right? Like, Kyler Murray didn't run at all today. And the Rams stopped the pass super well. And all they really want to do is, like, I guess they aired it out last week, but if they get a lead, all they kind of want to do is run and, like, play short stuff. I don't know about that game.
Yeah, I'm looking at this slate and I'm already bummed out about it. Also, so the Broncos play at Kansas City next week on the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
But like, how funny would it be if that game they're not allowed to have any quarterbacks? Like, no quarterbacks in for that game either.
what would the spread be? Would it be 30?
30, yeah.
It would be, right?
I mean, I think Ripien is the one who tested positive, and Locke and Bortles couldn't play, which, by the way, I mean, how stupid do you have to be as the Denver Broncos to not have an emergency COVID quarterback? Like, we were talking about this stuff in the preseason. Like, you got to have a quarterback. The Eagles, Josh McCown has a deal with the Eagles where he stays away from the facility, but if their quarterbacks test positive, he comes in to play. Right. Like, other teams have already thought about this, but the Denver Broncos are like, no, dude, Blake, come on in. Hang out, dude. Take your mask off. Like, let's just hang out, dude. I mean, so this is a very unlikely thing, but it would bring me joy to see like a 45-0 NFL game, I think.
Yeah, if that happened, we might actually see a good Clyde Edwards-Hilaire game.
No.
The Chiefs,
no.
Sure. Chiefs should just sit their starters. The Chiefs should just sit their starters at half. Like,
just bring in Chad Henne, or I think Matt Moore is the backup now.
Yeah, okay, so look, I think the Steelers are going to be popular at home against the Washington football team. And then I'll bet the Seahawks at home against the Giants will be popular as well.
Oh, yeah, always. And then, we're going to get some Darren Waller steam. We will get Latavius Murray after smashing these last two games with Taysom at quarterback at the Falcons is going to get a bunch of pub. You know what? People are going to be off the Cardinals because they suck so hard today, which is a pretty good GPP angle to take, I think.
Yeah.
And then Eckler will be the most popular, one of the most popular running back plays next week. Career high in touches today, and then playing at home to the Patriots next week.
Yeah, because Eckler's good and he catches the ball. Like, the only problem is that just sets you up for such hard tilt, because literally if they get down to one, they still put Kelly.
Which is crazy, because they were giving Ballage goal line touches over Kelly.
I know.
But they bring Josh Kelly.
And the Chargers work.
Dude, and Eckler is like built like Maurice Jones-Drew. Like, it's not like the guy can't get it done at the goal line.
Haven't you seen this dude's workout videos? He is like one of the most he is unreal.
Yeah. He looks like a bowling ball.
We're going to end the show right here, guys. Nathan Peterman scored more fantasy points than Derek Carr today.